Luminarium by Alex Shikhar, narrated by Charles Carroll. 1. August 14th, 2006. Picture yourself stepping into a small cuboid room. In the center squats an old recliner, unupholstered in black vinyl. To the chair's back is affixed a jointed metal arm, possibly on loan from a desk lamp. At the end of the arm, where the bulb and shade would have gone, hangs instead a sparkly gold motorcycle helmet, a vintage visorless number with a chin strap. "It's safer than it looks," the woman standing behind you says, with an edge of humor. Her eyes and hair verge on black, her skin on white. Her voice has a hoarseness you might associate with loud bars and a lack of sleep, but other things about her, from her black skirt and blouse to her low, neatly fastened ponytail, suggest alarm clocks and early morning jogs. Her name is Mira, short in the eye. Mira Egghart. Safe isn't the first word that comes to mind. A dozen or so symmetrical holes have been bored into the helmet shell, and from each of those holes protrudes a small metal cylinder, and from the top of each cylinder sprouts blue and red wires, forming a kind of Venus net over the hemisphere. The first word might be demented or menacing. The thing has the look of some backroom torture apparatus slapped together from junk on hand with the aid of a covert operative's field manual. "Have a seat," says Mira Egghart. Maybe you're thinking better of it. This could be your last opportunity to blurt apologies and flee. But just suppose that things haven't been going well for you lately. Assume, for the sake of argument, that in fact things have been going very, very badly. I hesitate to say how badly. Let's say you founded a company that has more or less been stolen from